Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second, the first baseman, George Brett. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Wathan. Batting fifth, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Todd Cruz. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth, the second baseman, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third, the center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth, the DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Soderholm moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soderholm scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into center field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Otis reaches second base with a double. Brett moves to third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brett scores. Otis moves to third. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Way then tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Way then scores. It's 3-1, Royals. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar is hit by the pitch. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Washington goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Royals. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon tags and scores. Soderholm tags and moves to third. Johnson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0 for 1 in the game. Naorodny hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Terrell reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Washington reaches second base with a double. Terrell scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Wilson scores. It's 6-3, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Brett steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis bunts towards the mound. Scarbury fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Steve Trout now pitching. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Naorodny and he is out, Pryor applying the tag. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor misplays the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to second. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. McRae reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Royals. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Horta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-2 in the game. Nairodny hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now catching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Terrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Terrell reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. Terrell moves to third. 1 out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Lemon is chasing the ball. Wilson rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Tom Paquette now playing left field. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Gates pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Gates now playing second base. Mike Proley now pitching. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. McRae reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. 2 outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Cruz reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 13-3, Royals. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-4, Royals. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Junior Moore now playing right field. Rusty Torres now playing center field. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 14-4, Royals. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wathen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 14, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-3 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gates is 0-for-1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle who is chasing the ball. Gates reaches third base with a triple. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's 14-5 Royals. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 14, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.